Welcome to Beta.
Hey, welcome to Beta, episode 7. I'm Chris Piener, and directly to my right,
Mason Ray.
Blaine Brown.
Nathan Rankator.
Whoop! That's Ow. In a circle.
Excuse me.
Right.
I'm sorry for burping.
So, you know that thing that happened where we just didn't record for a long period of time?
3 months?
That was...
Maybe four, almost.
That was
almost
our summer break.
It happened to line up with summer.
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah.
When we were on sabbatical.
Remember when we had all those times where we're like, hey, let's record, and it never happened?
Exactly. We did try our hardest.
But
some people just aren't tech savvy enough to realize, like, you know, simple things to work on. TeamSpeak?
Yeah.
I had everything ready to go. It was you guys.
I had everything ready to go, some of us were really busy,
such as
That's
Mason.
Me. I was busy!
Building Lego. My name's Nathan Ray.
Okay. Well, either way, we have a lot of stuff to catch up on, so let's go ahead and get into it, yeah?
The first thing we're going to talk about is what the fuck we were doing over summer break.
I will start.
Okay.
Let's see, I worked a shit
ton. No one gives a shit about that, what you played.
Yeah, what the fuck did you play?
I played Mass Effect 2 from the beginning and beat it twice.
Yay!
Really? Was it different both times?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Same outcome? Well, the first time, I was like, you know, guys, we should just all work together. And I was like a paragon, and I was like, come on, let's do the right thing. And then the second time I played through, I was like, kill him, you know, and shoot him in the face. It was awesome.
Renegade?
I was renegade.
Dude, renegade options are the funniest.
And then
because they're like the last thing you expect him to do. And like the options are like, you know, talk with him, or it's like, shoot him in the ass.
Right. And then my favorite part is when you're renegade and like your face gets all like, ganked up and it gets worse and worse, and then you're like trying to seduce the girl and you're like, hey, and your face is all like, meh. It was like, it was really funny. But Mass Effect 2, unbelievable. Every single time I play it, it's one of the greatest games ever made. And recently I've been playing Deus Ex, and that is what my plans are for this weekend.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'm up. I played a lot of Battlefield Bad Company 2, and I think the funny thing about it was I didn't even sign up
right
for
in.
Yeah. Apparently, I fit right into the description of people that they wanted for the beta testing alpha.
Yeah, yep.
I got invited, and I was like, I don't have a good enough computer. Can I play it on the PS3? And I was like, nope. And I was like, well, shiza. So I got invited to that, which I couldn't play.
And
but
you're
I've
going
seen,
to buy a new computer?
I'm going to buy a new computer so I can get ready for Guild Wars 2 and Star Wars
yeah,
Republic.
Yeah,
What
we'll
else
talk
have
about
I done?
Those later too.
Yeah, we'll talk about those later in future episodes or what have you. But I also played Deus Ex, which we'll get into later, which is a really good game, depending on how you play it. Let's see. I have also played a lot of FIFA, getting ready for FIFA 12. I've played Disgaea.
Anti-American.
I've played Disgaea. And I've played the remake of Final Fantasy IV on the PSP.
How'd that go?
Very well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they change it at all?
They updated
Wasn't
the graphics, the sound, that kind of stuff, and they added...
They charged $40 for it?
No, it's $29.99.
Was it all orchestrated?
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Ooh. Sounds really nice.
Yeah, I bet that is fantastic.
So, I mean, I really liked Final Fantasy IV when I first played it, and I was like, wow, they did some good things to it.
Look at that.
Yeah. So that's what I've done.
Let's see. I played... Mason's going to grab my sunglasses right there. What did I play this summer? I played Black Ops, went through that, and...
Oh, I played that too.
Yeah, it's exactly how I thought it was going to be. Just
awful.
It was for the achievements.
Can we take 5 seconds so I can
God
do my...
damn, fine.
Can I do my impression of the guy doing the impression of JFK in Black Ops?
Sure,
oh my
go
God.
Ahead.
Sure.
All right, here it is. To set you up, it's like, you know, you go into the secret mission.
Spoilers.
Secret, yeah, well, it's first level. It's like the CIA
Third
base...
Level.
And then it's like, oh, you have a secret mission, so here's JFK, the president, to give you the secret mission, because he doesn't have anything better to do. And then the guy's like, right, here, now I got a secret mission. Right, you're going to have to try and kill this guy. It was so bad.
It was a really bad impression.
That's a great impression of the guy. An awful impression of JFK. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the guy who did Nixon at the very end.
Nixon smash.
Castro guy was just so incredibly racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... Thanks, Call of Duty.
Played and beat...
Quality games Activision.
Can I fucking continue?
Here we go. Nathan will continue.
Okay, I played and beat... Like a lot of us here, played and beat L.A. Noir.
Oh, I forgot about L.A. Noir. Great game.
It's good.
Great game until
it's
the very end.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. And then we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah, we will. What else? Went back and played some more Mass Effect 2. Crimson Skies for the original Xbox as well. That kind of ate up my summer. And then I just beat Homefront, which is so bad. It's purely for achievement glory. But, yeah, I'm excited to start up GoldenEye 007 for the Wii. So I'm excited to start that up this weekend.
You've been talking about that for, like, a week now.
But I haven't played it yet.
Really interesting.
Because I knew that Homefront was going to be...
It's been sitting on your shelf, just, like, weird.
It has been.
Really? You know what else? Oh, sorry. No, I'll talk about that in a second.
What?
Excuse me. Oh, no, it's okay.
Hey, you're
it's
doing
all right
best
that you burped on the podcast.
I disagree.
All right, the same thing that I did, except that it sat there for a month. I bought a used copy of Brink, and so I played it, and I put it right back on the shelf. Like, you're going to sit there for a couple years.
I did that, too. No worries.
I mean, because I was trying to play a single player.
Brink, though?
The concept.
The concept.
The same reason I bought Shadowrun.
Now, when you buy games, do you read reviews first?
Yes, yeah. I didn't read the reviews. So, I didn't want to believe it.
Okay.
Dogma!
There are some reviews that are out there that just don't do it justice.
Yeah.
Like, it's much better of a game than the actual
That's true.
Score.
And, and you like, I don't know, take it with a grain of salt. The mechanics, when they were explained, even when they
it's
said
like
that it was poor, the stuff that was good were the things that I was really interested in a game. You know, so, I mean, like, I don't know. Are you done with your games?
Yeah, that's
all right. So, what I played this summer... was I played a sparse amount of Reach, mostly with my dad. I mean, that was fun.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It was cool. But I get pissed off at the game way too easily.
Way too easily?
Yeah.
Because I just remember Halo 2. And
it's
I was
really
just
easy.
Like, it was really, everything made logical sense in Halo 2, but there's a lot of bullshit that happens in Reach.
Yeah.
Like, it's random things killing you.
Yeah.
That yes. I just, you can't keep track of everything. While it's wonderful, and it's a great game, it's fantastically made.
Best Halo game.
Right. No.
Totally.
Halo 2 is the best one.
We're not getting into this right now. Right. We'll get into it later.
Yeah,
Halo
right.
3.
ODST.
I liked ODST.
It was a good game. I also played a crap ton of League of Legends, obviously, for League Cast and stuff. That was a lot of fun. I liked that. I picked up and played Borderlands for the first time.
I still need to play
it. It's amazing. You can borrow it. Okay. It's amazing.
But playing with friends.
I didn't think the concept seemed really. I love the single player too.
It has a good single player, but
the co-op makes it alive and fantastic.
The single player, all this stuff, because it's like a first person.
Yeah, they save your
right?
characters. It's a
so
first person shooting open world thing, which sounds really weird in concept.
But
I mean,
so
it's kind of like Fallout. But a much more you're in control sort of, I don't know, it has some more style than Fallout had, in my opinion.
Fallout was really kind of bland, and it was supposed to be. That's how it
was. Fallout was
to be.
Boring compared to Borderlands, even though Fallout was really
the color scheme, the
it's alive.
Fallout
3. Yeah.
It's an interesting universe. Yeah. It's really cool. I also played Bastion. Especially this past week, I've been playing a lot of Bastion. I'm actually coming out with a game review on that. That'll go up on our YouTube channel. For League Cast in a while, but we're gonna probably get a different YouTube channel eventually. And I wanted to talk to you guys about doing those two later.
All right.
But I mean, other than that, I didn't do a whole lot of different games.
Yeah, me neither.
Played some other online, especially computer Steam games because the Steam deals were fantastic this summer. I played this game called Multiwinia, which is a whole bunch of 2D men. On your screen that pop out of like these little spawn points and you send them in mass against each other and you look at this game, the graphics are shitty as fuck and that's that's the point. And you're just sitting there like, okay, that's fine. And as soon as my first group of like 30 or so little like flat two-dimensional guys just floated over to the other team, they start shooting lasers and screaming and like all this sounds of war, and then they start throwing grenades at each other and these explosions are brilliant and fantastic and they're on fire and screaming, so like pew pew, oh my god.
It is the funniest shit ever. I swear to God. Especially when there's like a ton of them and random things will happen, like aliens will come and start sucking them up. So especially if you're playing like a 4-player game, there's like all these guys shooting lasers and floating around and screaming and trees catch on fire and burn your guys. And then these aliens are sucking them up into the sky. It's the funniest thing
ever.
That's
awesome.
It's cheap. No, multi-win. It's cheap on Steam. Go get it if you're a PC gamer like me.
Yeah.
And that was my summary.
What is PC?
Okay. So,
no, computer. Oh.
So okay. Up next,
We're going to talk about conventions.
We're going to talk about conventions real fast.
We're going to talk about all the shit that happened this
year. Well, three of them so far, I guess.
Yeah.
We missed
one.
E3, PAX, and GamesCon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, let's get started.
E3. So, let's...
can we just do it?
Let's just start off with...
There was a lot.
So much shit.
There was
it was so bad.
It was overall. It was a pretty, from the at least the big three. It was really bad.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Let me get this out of the way.
I want to do Nintendo.
Can I do?
Let's
can
do
I
Nintendo.
We're
right
gonna do
okay,
Nintendo.
I want to do Microsoft.
Let me do for Nintendo. I honestly love Nintendo. It's just something I've grown up with.
Everyone loves Nintendo. Yeah. You can't have PlayStation and Microsoft without Nintendo.
They had the opportunity because they saw how Microsoft tanked their press conference. Microsoft's press conference was bad.
It wasn't great.
How they how the website updated 5 minutes before and announced that Halo 4 was going on.
Yeah.
So that whole surprise,
shit.
Yeah. But
you watch your poor mouth.
I remember you and I were I think chatting while we were watching the press conference.
Oh God,
it was so bad.
Can we touch on the music aspect
hour? The orchestra was so bad.
It was like four little fat kids doing the little string quartet of like ding 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 ding, and then
it
this
was
woman
so
who's just like, "What the hell?" and she's trying to conduct this crap. Oh my God!
It was
so
the
bad.
Most unorganized press conference I've ever seen, and I've only seen like a couple.
It was poorly planned.
Okay. Right. I personally hate Reggie. I think he's the biggest douche ever.
Well, when you walk on there and all of
and
a sudden
he's
your
like,
very first words are, look.
Yeah.
He's not Obama. He doesn't need to start off with look. Okay, look.
Though he does look more threatening than who's Microsoft's guy.
Oh,
thank God it's not Steve Ballmer.
Yeah.
Developers!
But either way, I mean, the whole setup of Nintendo's press conference was really poorly planned.
Okay,
really
so
thank
they
you,
really
man.
Should have.
Okay, let's get the good out of the way. They have awesome first party support for the 3DS.
Yes,
they do.
Yes.
They line up Luigi's Mansion 2.
The only problem
that looked
with
good.
It, the only problem with it is that. It's not released
it's
on
not,
release date.
I don't
correct
care.
And that
okay.
people are.
And it's not anything new. It's like, okay, so there's another Mario Kart.
They need
we
new
don't
IPs.
Need
they
true.
New. They need RPGs.
Right. Look,
but right now,
period.
To get the system out, because releasing Zelda on the system, that you need more familiar franchises to get the system
Fire
rolling.
Fire Emblem,
right.
Pokemon.
When
yes.
there is when you're doing something like this, when in the video game world, it's not just concept. When it comes to things. Mm-hmm. To make a successful sale and be awesome.
You need to.
It's about timing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing Nintendo sucks dick at is timing.
They do.
Especially with new console releases. Yes.
Example, the Wii U. No one for the first week had any idea what it was.
Because.
It's not a new controller.
I'm pretty sure we
thought
it
don't
was a new controller.
What it is.
We have no
the
idea.
The only image.
No.
That no, there is a new console.
It's a little, like,
but the
little
only,
roundy, turdy
version
Oreo.
Of the U. Of
yeah.
The
it,
Wii.
Feels,
yeah,
so it feels like the machine itself is the peripheral.
Yes, exactly.
Correct.
What the fuck?
Correct.
They were like,
so
this is a console. I'm like, no,
talk,
it's
let's
not.
Let's just talk about Wii U.
Okay.
Let's
talk about the Wii U.
All right, so Wii U, they come like, they're like, yeah.
Oh, look.
Look, here's a new console. We'll
we
get to it in an hour. We'll
yeah.
get to it in an hour.
Yeah.
So then they finally get to it, and they're like, ta-da!
Yeah.
And they show this
they
shitty little video
the very
where
end.
It's like, oh, you can play a game on your TV, or you can play it on your little
But
handle.
That's not that's
but
not
so,
such a bad
no,
look,
so your douchey roommate wants to come in and
a
watch sports.
It's the
okay.
way they released it.
Right.
It's the way they worded it and released it.
And so then, so basically, it's like, so it's, their understanding, everything they've said is you only need one fancy controller, and the rest
yeah,
you just use Wii controllers, and it looks like a Wii.
If there's one
and then
thing.
The shitty thing, just because I'm going to keep going, they're like, it is not a gimmick.
Yeah.
And yeah, all it is a huge gimmick where they're like, look, you can weigh yourself, you know, without using the TV. And I'm like, true. Yeah, it's fucking called a scale. They've had them for 800 years.
Now, I'm not trying to defend that, but on the opposite side, it's good to see.
There are some really good things that are happening there.
HD Zelda is coming. Thank God. It's going to be dual analog too, which is something that system
they didn't
needs.
Show it.
Yeah,
there's one thing
they showed a concept video. They
no, that was actual footage.
Bullshit.
Not that it's was, actual footage no. of what
oh,
the Wii U is capable of.
Bull dropping.
Oh, stop! It's good to see that third party developers are starting to get behind it. So you see hardcore games like Metro, Last Stand, or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. By all means, Nintendo has lost it.
It looks like
they
a
have
piece of
seriously
shit.
Lost can it. I, they're sitting on all this money. They're like, God, what's the next concept we can blow up? But. They're going after Apple in this whole thing with the tablet thing.
Except they're like, but it's not an iPad. Like, they're like, you have to play it with this. You can't play it by itself. I'm like, then why? Why would I spend more money on it so that I can play more Wii games?
It's a gimped iPad.
Yeah.
And they have come out and said, yes, we screwed up the
presentation.
The presentation
but here's
and everything.
The console in general. They had the chance to really take over. They had the chance to go 1080p to be like, boom, we're going to have like.
Yeah, we didn't get any system specs.
And it's going to be like, everything is going to be like. It's going to be the PS3 of the next generation. It's just going to overpower everything. It's going to be amazing. They're coming out first. They had the opportunity to set the bar high, and they dropped it
Correct.
With a piece of shit.
We didn't see anything.
It's not that they just had bad timing. It's the lack of new IPs for me.
Yeah.
I love Zelda. Don't get me wrong. That made RPGs.
I get an HD Zelda. That's all
okay.
I
mean,
but it's they need new things. They need new ideas.
It's a very charming thing about Nintendo is that you can always count on them to bring out their certain successful things.
Yeah.
Whereas in, like, you know, if this happens with any other company, say,
Sony,
I don't know,
Microsoft.
When you guys make fun of the new Halo game...
I
Halo
do not
4.
Make fun of the new
when,
Halo
when it's regurgitating old mechanics,
yeah.
it's the same thing as a new Zelda game.
Yeah,
out.
Which looks
it
like
really,
crap.
I'm just saying. It you see this
originality
everywhere.
Is dead.
Just
Correct.
A little bit.
Correct.
Well,
if it's not broke, why fix it? You
well,
know sort of thing?
It's just
when
they
just need to update it.
It's like they're like, wow, look, Call of Duty updates like 5 things a year and then they sell 800 billion copies and Madden updates little rosters and they get
and yeah,
little,
they sell.
So I'll just put out another Mario Kart, another Zelda, another Halo and like, to
Roll
hell
the
with
millions.
The story. To hell
Correct.
With the story.
Steve Jobs is gone anyway.
Real right. quick, the thing about sports games is 1 year they do major changes and then the next year they do little changes. And that's how sports games are made.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Okay.
But wait. First, okay. from E3, there were some new IPs that looked really good, like Overstrike.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this other game that's kind of like Fallout. Oh, crap.
Shh.
Wait,
do I know what you're talking about?
Yeah, it starts with an O or an S.
Maybe. What are the two games that they're not releasing in America? The two games that everyone
there's
wants.
Xenoblade?
The Wii, there's
yeah.
There's three of them. The Lost Shadow.
Yeah.
And there's two others.
Nintendo doesn't give
no,
a shit about
No, do you want to hear how crazy that they have gotten? Over in Europe, they're discontinuing the Wii.
I know.
But they're launching a newer version of the Wii. So how, you know, like the Super Nintendo had that newer version. It no longer supports GameCube.
Yeah.
Really? GameCube
And
games?
It lays on its side, so you don't stand it up anymore.
Okay.
Because they're trying to create that hybrid for... I guess older people.
Hardcore gamers.
No, not hardcore gamers, but that hybrid to eventually moving to the Wii U. It's a stupid idea because.
Yeah. Well.
I like playing GameCube games.
Speaking of
GameCube
stupid
games.
Ideas and stupid things.
Halo 4!
Not
Microsoft!
Halo
4. Sony!
but Microsoft. Let's get to them next.
Yeah.
Alright.
Chris, why don't you
take
start.
It over.
Alright, man.
How many balls did they drop on this one?
A lot. All the balls. I mean,
there were only
they were only holding a few to begin with. They walk out and, like, look, they could have...
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
I mean, if you
want to
talk about original IPs,
they have a leg up,
the way to go.
They have a leg up ethically on Sony right now.
Yeah, facts.
And they still do, but even more so at the time because it was still pretty heated emotionally.
Right now.
Right. And Nintendo... Just kind of sucked the big one.
Right, because...
With the Wii U.
Right.
They could have
So,
just,
let's just see. They come out, and they're like, all right, we're going to talk about some stuff, kind of like how we're not going to do anything new except that we're going to do some more showcasing with the Kinect. Because apparently, you guys don't get it, but the Kinect is the new thing, right? And we're all like, no, it's not.
No,
hey, so Fable flashes on the screen, and me, being a hardcore
really
Fable fan, you too, I'm like, dying. I'm like in my seat, rocking back and forth like a little kid.
And then
they're like,
Molyneux.
Fable the Journey, and then, yep.
Thanks, Peter.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you again.
God damn it. Peter denied me Milo. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That
Milo.
The only thing I wanted to, like, fuck that kid's brain out and just talk to him about shit he never knew existed. All right? Talk to him about,
have you looked at your penis yet?
And, like,
look,
you know.
You can do that with Hey You Pikachu.
Milo, do you have the concept
like
death?
Like, hey, Milo, have you ever seen a horse fuck a guy to death? Like, that kind of shit. And just be like, well, no, I haven't. And then be like, here, and be like, oh, my God. And then fucking I turn on Milo, and then he, like, hung himself off the tree.
Oh, my God.
That's what I wanted to do. And
that's what we want.
Peter, I can't do that anymore.
One of 14 enemies to Milo.
So, getting back on track really quick. Fable the Journey.
That wasn't on track.
Now, you guys might remember.
Like Fable the Journey.
You guys might remember this really old thing is called arcades.
Oh, man.
And that's where the word archaic comes from.
Too soon.
Right? Arcadic. Yes. Right? And so, you know those games where you'd have, like, little plastic guns, and you'd sit there,
and you
would be in a warehouse,
great game.
You know, and there would be a ton of guys jumping out behind crates, and victims of, like, innocent people would hop out because they couldn't handle it anymore, like, oh, my God! And you'd shoot them and lose points.
Oh, yeah, the people that are like, don't shoot me!
Right, and then, like, a guy with an SMG would
shoot them right in the tit.
Right in the tit. So an on-rail shooter. So now imagine that, but in your family room, with no plastic toys, with just...
Who does that?
That's exactly what I did. When they're like, wait a minute, you can talk to Garrus. You can say the line out
so
loud.
Bad.
And it wasn't, so when they showed Mass Effect 3, it wasn't like, you know, like, Garrus, you know, we need to go to this place. And then your guy would just do it. It'd be like, then Shepard would say, Garrus. He would repeat the line. It's like, what the fuck?
First off, Shepard for the female version is a redhead. So thank God for that.
Yeah. I thought she was blonde.
Yeah,
she was
supposed
really,
to be. But they were taking.
Weighing it up right now. She was
okay, but either way. Microsoft had some really good principles and concepts.
Did you feel like
what good did Microsoft do at this point?
Well, first off, if there's one good thing that came out of Microsoft's press conference, it's Mass Effect.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one good thing.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's the one good thing.
No, there's
I'm saying
only
that
one
there,
good thing.
No, there's more than one
no,
good thing.
Only
yes,
one.
There is. Like, well, for instance, Steel Battalion.
Nope.
Mm.
Have you looked at Steel Battalion?
The one good thing that
came
out...
Wait. Have you looked at Steel Battalion?
I swear to God, if you look me straight in the eye and you say Halo 4, you little bastard, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Wait. I'm not done yet. Can I... Wait, no, guys, seriously. I am not done yet.
But I don't get my
$140.
Shut up! Nathan. The other good thing... Just because Kinect is involved with Mass Effect 3 doesn't make... It's not going to be bad. It's going to be a good game despite that.
It's going to enhance it.
It's better with...
You can do different things with it. Let's just say that. The other good thing, if you're really big into Microsoft and you're really into steroids, is Gears of War.
Oh, God.
That's what I was going to point out.
I hate Gears of War.
Was Ice-T announced that him and his group are getting back together so
now,
they can make a song.
I don't really care about his band, but that's a good principle. That made a little bit more money for them.
I'm excited for that.
I really don't care for Gears of War,
right.
But it's going to be a good game.
I'm not really even going to play the game that much because I really don't like Gears of War. But what I am excited about is the fact that it's successful and that they're doing the right things.
Exactly.
They're changing it and they're focusing on what was successful, the multiplayer.
Multiplayer sucked.
No.
Multiplayer was really good.
Yeah, no.
And then it was invaded by little kids. And
exactly.
Other people that
and
are
other
annoying,
little kids
and other people who are annoying.
Did they announce? Was it another one? Did they announce the Star Wars Xbox that's coming out?
Yeah,
which actually looks
it
kind
got
of
pushed
cool.
back. It's in the next.
Well,
year.
I mean, it's
because
surprise, Star Wars.
Kinect Star Wars got delayed till next year. God,
which,
that looked
awful.
That looks so bad. That looks so bad.
If there's one Kinect game that's going to look good, it's the next Dance Central.
No, the one Kinect game that looks good, Sesame Street.
Oh my God! Can I just
Sesame
say something?
Street.
If I was a little kid right
good.
Now and I was growing up with like Kinect and whatnot, all right,
Children
I would buy
of Eden.
That.
I heard
yes.
that's better with a controller.
Yes.
And yeah, it's different with a controller. They changed the difficulty of the gameplay when you plug in a controller.
Yeah.
Because it is different.
They're going to start bundling it
with
Kinect.
That's brilliant.
That's a really good
idea.
That's
brilliant
they,
from a developer
standpoint.
They should
have thought about that in the very beginning.
Yeah.
For every Kinect. For
exactly.
every peripheral
exactly.
used game.
Especially Adventure Squad.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
See, also, here's another thing. What Microsoft did. When they were showing Ghost Recon, games that are very near and dear to my
yes,
heart.
Yes, Ghost Recon
almost.
Looked
Ghost Recon.
Fabulous.
It was like, it looked amazing. And then they showed the videos, like, because I looked back at the videos from last year, and they, like, totally changed.
Who does that?
Dude,
Nathan does that.
They totally changed all.
Oh, you've
brilliant.
Never interrupted any
it looks
of my segments.
Brilliant, and then it's like, and if you want, you can wave your hands like a magician and take the guns apart. And
which
be like,
epic. I don't even know why I would do that, but I would do that all the time.
What? You know,
like
in Crisis.
Hours a day.
In Crisis.
Yes,
if you held
crisis.
Up the controller and you were like, whoop, and then a bloop, and I'm like, I want this and this, and I'm taking off the silencer and putting it in my pouch.
Yeah. Yes. Ghost Recon looks awesome. Now can we just talk about the shit? Can we talk about Halo right
can,
now?
No,
let's
can I please
wrap
intro
it up,
this?
Wrap it up.
We gotta wrap
though,
it up.
With so.
We
no, no,
need
I
get
want
to
Halo.
We
need
to
talk. We need to talk about Halo.
Let's start with Halo.
From a Halo fan's perspective. And I don't mean...
For a modern-day shooter.
I don't mean somebody that just likes Halo. I'm a fanatic.
Yes, you are.
I absolutely adore Halo.
Fact.
And the franchise.
That is truth, too.
Halo 4, if you watch that trailer, while it was exciting...
With the jetpack.
While it was interesting...
With the jetpack.
While it was well put together...
With... How do you
if
get the jetpack?
If you are not at least a little bit disturbed by the fact that they added a fucking jetpack, that they took away his COD piece.
I know!
Just, I cannot... give me a high five.
No, I have a question.
What the fuck do you want?
Where do you get the silencer from?
I know! from his jetpack.
First off,
that's what
that
was
has
blocking
to be,
his jetpack.
That has to be the quietest silencer ever made, because that thing is at least the size of his gun.
He fashioned his COD piece.
To be the... Oh, it makes so much sense.
And he harvested his farts for the hundreds of years that he was in stasis and put them into the jetpack and is propelling himself with
okay.
farts.
While all of this is happening, I say to 343, you have no excuses that you can tell me for changing the way he looks after three successful games, after you even have the IP and the permission from them.
It's like
it's not even creative license at this point. That's fucking stupid. Okay, and then what? What do you want?
No, keep going. I have a question. Something to add to the
okay.
costume.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, go for it. Because I'll move on.
No, they had IGN just had Halo Fest or week
yes.
this past week.
Yeah.
And
Rooster Teeth had a booth.
I know.
They announced.
And they're on the
I love Rooster Teeth.
Me
they
too.
They announced.
They're hilarious.
Awesome.
That the uniform you saw Master Chief in is not the final uniform.
Okay. Good.
So.
Because that was kind of bullshit.
I know. They,
okay.
They
I'm sorry. I'm just really upset.
Bullshit as a uniform or bullshit overall for Halo 4?
No, bullshit as a uniform. I'm excited for Halo 4 for only a few things. Only a few things.
All right.
And I think you're going
then
to agree with
next.
Me.
Then
all right.
Next.
The potential for the storyline
no.
is interesting.
No.
Because I want to know more about the Forerunners because you never learn anything about them.
Okay.
And that's what this is going to be about.
Okay.
This next trilogy. Other than that, the fact that it's regurgitated
yep.
and that it's overdone.
Yep.
Is a little bit done for me, but to that I also say Star Wars.
Can I say
that's
something
what, else? In defense of that, with Star Wars, there's a point where Star Wars ends. For George Lucas, the creator of it, as crazy as he is, Return of the Jedi is the very end. What happens past that is other people's
right.
interpretation
there
to
is.
Do. It just seems like Microsoft just wants to milk it for all it's worth because they have nothing really left.
But I don't consider Halo to be a Microsoft project. I consider, as a fan, it to be a Bungie project.
But it's not Bungie anymore.
I know. That's why it ends at Reach with Bungie.
So,
the same way that Star
so
Wars
next,
ends with
wait,
George
Lucas.
I think it's so fitting at the end of Halo 3 for it just to be like, you know,
just start
let
you
him will, rest. Let him rest.
All right. Blame
let
us
it be
up.
A mystery.
So basically,
but,
when, once 343, just like with Star Wars, the Star Wars universe, they make the books. Books just keep coming out and
yeah.
out. And they just fill the Star Wars universe with more knowledge and
same
more knowledge.
Halo, actually,
it's going to be the exact same thing with Halo. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
I think if Microsoft has done anything right, it's they know how to make money. And
yes.
they're going to milk this cow for all it's worth.
Yes. Oh my God.
And it's going to be just like Pirates. I love the Pirates movies. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, but they're awful.
And I don't care
yeah.
because I like Johnny Depp. As
right.
Captain
here's
Jack
the thing.
And I like Master Chief.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, though. With Pirates...
I will always see those movies
right.
or buy those books because of this setting.
Right.
Just
but here's the thing. The first Pirates movie was awesome.
Yeah,
it was amazing. And Disney saw it and went, holy crap, this is awesome. Let's churn out 4 more movies in 7 years and milk it and not give a shit about the story.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm worried about Halo's, because I thought the third one's story was awful.
It was
Halo
so
3 or Halo Reach?
Halo 3. Okay. Reach was the best story.
Reach had the most personal story of any Halo.
That was a labor of love from Bungie.
Oh, totally.
It was great.
It was great.
They're still coming out with 3 things for that game that just, like, I don't know.
And that's why I'm like, look at Halo. It's been taken. First of all, Bungie was bought by Microsoft. Like, it was like Halo was bought by Microsoft. Then now it's 343, and Bungie, the people who made it, the people who created the story, who gave us Reach, and who gave us Master Chief to begin with, have nothing to do with it anymore.
Right.
So it's like, why are you trying to continue? Yeah. Like, Master Chief's story was done. Like, it was done.
It's because Microsoft has no other property to go
after.
Exactly.
They left
Gears of War 3 is the last Gears of War. For
supposedly.
Now. Yes. Until it gets rebooted 2 years from now.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
They left their Halo Reach. I'm sorry, Halo 3. They left the story open at the end, but artistically to the point where it was a conclusion at the same time.
Exactly.
But, okay, Bungie doesn't care what anybody else does, and that's why they're just sitting back like, you can have this. Give us the money. We don't care at Microsoft, because they're doing their own thing now. Because they know that everybody else is going to play these games, and it's not going to have their touch. Because Bungie's brilliant.
Really.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if there's one thing that's going to happen with the next Halo 4, I don't think the story's going to be as strong.
Nope.
Not even close.
And that's okay. That's okay with
it. It'll be a good game.
It's going to be a solid game. People are going to buy it because it's called Halo.
If they want to make money, they're going to have to make one aspect of it pretty good.
Yeah. Which
and
is
that's
going
the part that
if
I'll
there's
probably
one
enjoy.
Thing that I'm focused that
like
I think they'll focus on is multiplayer.
Multiplayer. Yeah. If they're smart,
exactly.
That's what they'll do.
That's what you need to go after,
right.
Because
but
that's
people
why
aren't going to stop.
Okay. Okay. Well, up next we have Sony.
No, can we do
anniversary?
Halo anniversary.
Halo anniversary.
I'm just gonna say 3 things. Well, maybe not 3.
Boom, boom, boom.
Halo anniversary. First of all, I understand that why they want to have it to happen, and it's because they want to make money. I understand redoing the graphics. The graphics when they first showed it looked like crap. Now they look okay.
I haven't seen it.
They look okay. But then when they're like, it's $40, and if you want, you can switch back to the original version. That's when I was like, are you kidding me? Because all it is the same game. And it's like, there's no need for it, and they're just trying to milk money, and they're just so, I fucking hate it.
Has there been a confirmation about releasing the original Xbox controller, the big guy one, for that game?
How about they just re-release the Xbox and have us all buy that again?
I thought that's what they were talking about.
I don't want that to happen, because I already have the original Halo Xbox.
Exactly. I already have Halo 1. Why do I need to buy it again?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the console.
I know, yeah.
Because
I'm
a collector like a motherfucker. Yeah,
well, right, we need to get to the PS or the PlayStation conference.
The Vita.
Okay. If there's one thing that... If there's the big three, probably Sony did the better of all of the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean presentation? They
presentation-wise,
actually had one.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, let's get to this, like, some of the bigger ones. They announced right off the bat that they apologized.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good for them.
Thank you for that, because I was kind of pissed off and really worried for it. Well, I'm still worried. They had some really great exclusives.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, for one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overstrike.
Yeah.
Insomniac, thank you. What are you doing?
That game that's going to be integrated with Eve.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes.
Something, was it 514?
Uh-huh.
God, that looks good.
It looks cool.
It looks like a futuristic version of Mercenaries.
Let's get to some of the other big titles, like Final Fantasy 13-2. Now, from after all the things that I've seen so far, it looks like a Final Fantasy 10 game.
Yep.
And that's what I like.
Okay,
and that's what...
Blitzball!
I thought Blitzball was badass because
I like
that
concept.
I know, I do.
Please.
Okay, but Final Fantasy 13 is changing everything, supposedly. I hope it works out. I hope they do good things.
Wait,
Final Fantasy Type-O? No. Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Final Fantasy Type-O, Kingdom Hearts, you know.
Yeah.
Make the games faster.
That's the only reason I have a PS3 is for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Kingdom Hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I used to... Okay, just real quick. I used to buy my consoles based off of RPGs. That doesn't happen anymore. And I'm really pissed off at everyone. Stop it. Okay. What else?
They
PlayStation Vita.
What a bunch of shit.
No.
No.
Yes. No.
PlayStation.
It's going to sweep the handheld.
No, it's not.
The
no,
reason.
No,
it's yes, it is. It is.
Oh my god.
No, it's not.
Have you seen the price drops with the 3DS in the past? Come on.
So then what is Sony going to combat it?
It's not even this. You want to know?
You want to know?
3G.
Yeah.
who's going to pay for it?
I am.
It comes with it, basically. There's going to be two models.
You have to make a
subscription. There's
going to
be two models. Look, look. How many people have smartphones?
A lot of people.
The majority of people have smartphones. Those people are the people that are going to buy the PS Vita.
Yes.
That subsection of people.
No.
Yes.
No, not.
Absolutely.
No. No.
All right. Because what is good about gaming now? Multiplayer online connectivity with your friends.
And in Japan
Do
and
you
in
get
Europe.
That on the on
but,
the,
but here's the
3DS
thing. Here's
all
thing.
The time.
No, you get it on your iPhone.
In an international waters, that is a big concept, especially for Asia, especially for Europe. Period.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You love Uncharted, correct?
Yes.
What's one of the things that you love about Uncharted?
The
you want that immersion on the big screen?
I don't
want
it. I don't need the thing about it.
Do
no.
you really
want to go to the best
Uncharted?
Yes, I do. Do you want to know why? Because that's more Uncharted universe.
Do you
want
to feel
that's
the
more
back of your system so you can swing?
Wait. No, look. Think about it. Star Wars universe, books. Star Wars: The Old Republic. Star Wars KOTOR. I'm just saying.
Wait.
Do you want more?
I'm not following your logic
you
here, though. I'm talking about
how do you not know?
You aren't mobile games. Yeah.
Wait. You
no,
are.
They don't have to be mobile games.
Like
I'm getting more into the universe.
Okay.
I want more out of Uncharted, and I'm happy about that. I want more resistance.
I'm not going to accept the back touchpad to be an argument against it when the 3DS's only difference from the DS is the 3D.
Correct.
Yeah.
That doesn't work all the time.
No, it doesn't.
You have to stay in a
certain
location.
I'm not defending
the
3DS here.
I'm just saying,
out of all the handhelds, this is going
to
take the cake.
I'm just saying it's never been Sony's primary focus to focus on handhelds.
And that's why they're going to do it right. Because they're fresh eyes.
I don't think they're going
to. They put everything
into it. Can I just say something really fast?
But look at their past. They're like, guys, PSP Go is going to revolutionize the way we do it. What's next up?
Okay.
I see it on clearance for $70.
Well, let's get
it. Anyway.
Can I say my thing? And then you're done.
Okay.
It's literally.
And then you're done.
Here's the thing. Everyone, the portable gamer is becoming, the majority of portable gamers are becoming Android gamers and iPhone gamers.
That's the game
they want to be portable.
Right.
So it's like, Nintendo tried to take on the iPad, and then they.
We don't know how it's ending up.
We don't know anything
about
it.
We have no idea.
But I'm saying they tried to come out with an iPad, and they're like, it's not an iPad. And people are like, meh.
Okay.
And then people are like, and then Sony's like, we're going to change portable gaming, but portable gaming is going in a different direction. And it's going to Angry Birds and casual games that you can pick up and play. That's all
there,
I'm saying.
There is a mic, and there's 3G on the PS Vita.
Yeah, 3G.
If you don't think you can't call somebody on it.
That's going to be.
It's going to be a game-specific phone at one point in time. What?
Okay, that's fine. They already have a PlayStation phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's not as good as this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's tanking.
Because they're not marketing it as a gaming device.
Yeah, they are. All the commercials I've seen for it, it's a PlayStation. It's the first
PlayStation portable phone.
Yeah.
But you just had it through 3G.
It's an option.
I followed this phone. I have followed this phone. It's a phone that has the ability to play games on it that are not good. That's it. That's all it is.
There's a difference between the phone that has game
There's a difference between a Dell computer that's already been made and an Alienware.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Well, actually, not really, since Dell bought Alienware.
Well, never mind. There's a difference between Asus that is specifically made for video game design.
Okay.
And then
From what I've heard is that the PS Vita, it's almost not portable because it's hard to fit in your pocket. That's what I've heard.
Whatever
the
it
size
is
bigger.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I will never buy it.
We will agree to disagree.
Here's the thing. It has the ability.
Nathan's wrong.
It has the ability to be one of the greatest handhelds that's ever been made.
And it also has the possibility to be a giant waste of money.
Because exactly.
It won't be the Game Boy Color. The Game Boy Color.
All right. I can agree with that.
The SP. That's the best.
Specifically about content, IPs, and
Nintendo DS.
And
the DS has set the precedent. The original
in technology, the PS Vita can do it. Period.
Okay.
Let's move on.
We'll see what happens.
All right. So, I'm going to talk about something that happened. This kind of comes before we're going to talk about. This
I was heated.
This is.
I think that's the most like. That's the most arguing.
This is recent, and this happened at PAX.
Yeah.
All right. I love League of Legends. Right.
I've heard.
Riot was at PAX.
What is League of Legends or LOL?
No, it's World of Warcraft, but not quite. No,
if you guys, if you guys have ever heard of a little game called Dota.
And yeah.
Valve's coming out with Dota 2. I'm going to talk about MOBA some other time in general.
Damn.
But League of Legends is basically a Dota clone, and it does it very well. It's like probably the most successful one out that's out right now. And so they kept, Dota 2 is coming out. Valve is doing it.
Yes, they are.
Riot isn't exactly Valve, right? And they realize this, and they're coming out with this new game type for it called Dominion.
Yay!
And it's hopefully going to be pretty awesome. From what I've seen of the gameplay, it looks interesting. They're like 20-minute matches. 20 minutes maximum. They actually have a time limit on them. Usually the rounds are like 30 to 40 to maybe about an hour, hour 10, depending.
Yeah.
Oh,
and those matches are really, really long. And they realize that that's not like a good
thing. That's not a good thing.
So they're going to have 20-minute Dominion matches. And this Dominion match is more like a King of the Hill point capture thing.
I think that's a really good idea.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is that if you're interested in those sort of games, look it up yourself because I'm not going to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
We need to move on. So, games coming out this winter.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Assassin's Creed.
Just recently at PAX, they released gameplay footage of Ezio.
It looks awesome. Constantinople?
Yeah, it was in Constantinople. The bomb-making process looks amazing. I thought it was going to be really bad.
Give me it right now. I want it.
Yeah.
I want it right now.
It looks done. Good enough. Give me.
Even the Altair gameplay and story looks fabulous.
I can't.
I love Altair. Like, the reason why I love...
It's a cool character.
It's a cool character. Maybe Jenny will take me to the dance.
The reason why I love Assassin's Creed is because of Altair. It all started with him. And I think it's going to be a really good game. Yeah.
It looks really
Plus,
cool.
Plus, the new match types for multiplayer looks really good.
The hook blade looks really cool.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
the new weapons,
so cool.
The new abilities, etc.
It looks
great.
Okay, next.
What's next? What are the other games?
Skyrim.
Oh!
Dragon Boom!
There are no words.
There are no words.
Possibly
Game of the Year. Possibly best-selling game of the year.
I'm almost guaranteed.
I think it will be Game of the Year.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it will beat Uncharted, beat Modern Warfare.
Everything's going to beat Uncharted, too.
Yeah, everything's going to be Uncharted.
Uncharted
is just...
It's going to have lost its touch.
Oh, my God.
I think so.
No, Uncharted 3 comes out this year.
Elder Scrolls 5. It's so close.
It is really close. 11-11.
Oh my God.
We should go wait in line.
I will wait.
Right now.
I will wait in
right,
line.
Right now.
Let's come out.
See you guys later. Beta.
Out.
All right.
The Mass Effect 3 pushback.
There's just so much to play this holiday season.
I'm always for a pushback.
It's fine.
It's great.
The longer they push it back means the more they've thought about it.
The more polished it's going to be.
And I like that concept.
Yep.
Man, I really hope they push back the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like 200 years.
All right. So then we're going to talk about...
Oh, wait.
About...
No. Ghost Recon.
He wants
Batman Arkham City.
Go for it.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about Ghost.
Just Ghost Recon.
It doesn't look as hard
either. They have some really shitty games in there, but there are some really awesome games in there, and this one looks awesome.
Fabulous.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. It looks awesome.
Batman
looks great.
I already have mine.
They haven't shown a lot of gameplay, which is good, because I want to be surprised, But yeah, all the villains that they keep announcing and showing little trailers here and there for character trailers, they look great. It's going to be so good. I'm excited.
Cool.
Skyrim and Batman. That's my winner.
All right.
There you go.
What's up next?
Also, Guild Wars 2.
Yes. I'm very excited for Guild Wars 2.
When is the actual release for that?
It's supposed to be... it's September now, so... I think it's...
Is it quarter one of next year or quarter two?
It's this year.
Is it quarter four? Then it has to be.
Yeah. It's either October, November.
Or December. There.
This quarter four. I mean,
it's got to be really close to October.
You know why? Because you can jump in it.
Yeah. And you can do dodge.
They're all about that, aren't you?
It's just a lot more intelligent, the battle system.
Dude,
that's why I like
it. If you put the effort in to make it so that I can't go to certain places or that I can, I'm all for that game.
Yeah.
Cool.
You thought about it. Star Wars The Old Republic.
Another MMO. You know...
It's going to tank.
I think it's going to tank.
I think it's going to be successful.
I think people are going to buy it.
There's going to be so many microtransactions.
Its niche is going to be great.
But look at it, like other games that have tried to get that niche, like Star Trek Universe, which was shitty.
Oh,
Lord of the Rings Online.
But
those games haven't
taken
off at all.
How about Star Wars Online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Galaxies?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, that, well, that did okay. But then it tanked.
It did okay, but however, the thing is...
However, you have one of the best properties that you could possibly have for an expanded universe. You already have an implemented universe because of KOTOR 1 and 2. And you have BioWare behind it.
Right.
And BioWare, they have their shit together.
You know, it has a lot of good possibilities. When it comes to an MMO, while as in we talk about Blizzard and how great they are as a company in general, and how good BioWare is, when it comes to an MMO... It's all about the gameplay and the mechanics.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
It really is.
The one thing that most people are worried about, I think, is how is a stormtrooper possibly going to take down a Sith or a Jedi?
There's no stormtroopers.
Clone troopers.
I mean, clone troopers, sorry.
Well, they're troopers.
They're troopers, yeah.
I'm going to call them stormtroopers because I really don't.
This isn't the old Republic.
It's just the troopers. How is that going to balance? That's the one thing I'm worried about. But it has the possibility to do really good things.
Correct.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I mean,
they didn't get it right in Force Unleashed 2, because that was just a pain.
But that wasn't BioWare.
That wasn't BioWare.
That was LucasArts.
That's true, I know.
That was, thanks, LucasArts.
I want Battlefront 3, damn it.
Yeah.
Those videos made me cry.
We already talked about the 3DS price drop briefly.
Briefly.
Is there something, because I know you felt really passionately about this, Blaine.
I feel like they're really worried about the Vita.
Yeah.
I feel like they're really worried about how come people aren't buying the 3DS. And it has something to do it has something to do with content that's being put out right now.
Yes.
And by content being put out, I mean there is no content being put out.
But also with the DS, I mean, think of how many DSs there have been over the years.
Correct.
DS, DS
and you
slim,
get to the parents
like DS
aspect.
Big,
DS
don't
we already have
DS
one of these?
Light, I mean, and now another DS. And it's like, how many DSs can you really expect people to buy?
Exactly.
I don't
and 3D
think...
is a fad, and it's
it
not going to stay.
I don't think they're worried about the PS Vita because, you know, PS Vita will have its own fan base like the PSP. Albeit it'll be expanded, but it's not going to nearly... reach up to where the DS
because the DS
the 3DS, it will surpass it, but I think the fact that Nintendo released the 3DS while the DS was still a strong seller
and
whenever you do that you screw yourself. Correct.
It's like Coke and Pepsi or I don't know, but
so,
Coke,
it's like Coke and Coke Zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Something
you're cross competing
like
with yourself.
What the hell are you doing?
Bad business, guys.
But
not smart.
Yeah, there's really no games out for it. I don't want to play Zelda again in 3D.
And I heard that's a really good game.
I heard it's great.
I heard it's awesome.
But it's just, it's a lack of new IPs and a lack of what
all
makes
all the stuff we said
good.
Before. All the stuff
exactly.
we said before.
But
it's a bunch of bull dropping.
I mean, we talked about the games that are coming out. One last game we're going to talk about before we wrap up. Deus Ex. What do you think, Mason?
Basically, it's Splinter Cell in the future. If like Splinter Cell was in Blade Runner, that's what it is, and it is unbelievably amazing if you play it the right way.
Exactly.
If you play it where you're like, oh, there's a guy, and you shoot him, it's taken me like 10 hours of gameplay to amass like 200 bullets.
The thing about this game is you have to sit down before you play the game and figure out what you need to do, and how your gameplay style
right
is.
From the beginning.
Because if you change midway, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You need to start over again because you're not going to beat it.
Nope.
Okay.
Period.
And I've had to backtrack hours worth just from it's just being like, why the hell didn't I do that?
Exactly.
It's like, it also has me paranoid.
Yeah.
Every room I go into, I'm like, okay, there's the door.
How many other ways
can I get in that door without going right in the door?
And there's at least like one or two or three. It backs you up into a corner, but you always have options to get out.
You do. And then you find, my favorite thing is when you find like a vent, and you're like, ooh, a vent. And you go and it takes you back like a mile. And you're like, why didn't I find this vent before?
Yeah, exactly. Where was this? You really need to think.
Stealth game. It is.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably amazing. I highly recommend it.
I love the art.
I really have
come to like it.
The voice acting at times
is
terrible. Awful. The graphics are much.
The Batman.
Yeah, kind of. He sounds like a hippie Batman. But, like...
Yeah, he does.
The graphics at times leave much to be desired.
Microsoft has
exclusive. Also, Detroit has more cardboard boxes than I think I've ever seen.
Yeah,
one
wow, thanks,
time.
Detroit. Yeah.
But it's the best game I've played in a very long time. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad that it did well, because at first it seemed pretty boring.
It seemed really boring.
It is boring at first.
It is boring, because like the first two levels are your tutorial levels. But then after that, you really get into some depth.
Yeah, once
also,
they open up.
Also, if anyone's listening who hasn't played it yet, put all your practice points into hacking right away. Just do it. Put them all there.
You will not regret it.
Don't worry about stealth or anything. Just hacking the whole way until you're full.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case anyone was wondering.
All right. I know this has been a marathon episode, but we just had a lot to cover. We're going to be back regular after this. This is the
point.
We're no longer constipated.
Indeed.
Bill droppings.
Thanks for listening.
Are we wrapping up?
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
You guys should send us emails at betapodcastshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we have a Facebook page.
we do. Crabhammer Studios.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, we haven't had a show since that thing came out.
Yeah.
You should
explain. So check that out.
So the website is crabhammer.net, which is down right now. But it'll come back. Look,
that's all I think of.
Look for Crabhammer Studios on Facebook and like that page and stuff. Because there'll be links to all of our other things on there. So, yeah.
Very cool. All right. So,
bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.